All right, welcome in. Ready to roll. This is very exciting, Michael. The Godfather has joined us. You ready to get in that Wolverine ass? Let's party. I come back from vacation to Scandal Talk. This is great.
Superb. I saw the news yesterday, and I was up north. I said, man, I don't even know if I have to come into work today, because I know there's one person who's going to be really freaking happy.
No, well, it's, look, okay, we're going to get into this, but Mike, the whole premise of this is,
I know,
what should happen, what will happen are two completely different things.
Correct.
Because if you're operating under the guise that we live in a just and fair world, we don't.
No, we don't.
What should happen is they should all be turned into the Unsullied and thrown into the sun. But that's not going to happen. So we can get into this. But I think you're right. Okay, the pleasure I take,
right,
is everything I said in the fall has, you know, after we let it play out, well, it's played out. Mm-hmm. Everything I said was true.
Yeah.
This douche was on our sidelines. These idiots, the guy stealing hard drives. Everyone's accessing it. I mean, who are we kidding here? And look, the headline is Sharon Moore, a.k.a. Fall Guy. Yeah, I'm sorry. I don't need to see what's in the text. I don't care what they were talking about. It could be the weather. I don't text people I don't know or don't value 52 times. And the day it was reported, oh, Connor Stallions, Hamburglar, he deleted the text. End. Like, it just is what it is. So, look, here's how I wanted to do it today. But, Mike, I'm all aboard however you want to go with this. I think what should happen and will happen are two different things, but understand this. This is my PSA. If you don't think Michigan did anything wrong, I'm not going to convince you otherwise. I'm not even going to try.
What are we, is this political here?
It is.
Yes.
Because the rest of the free world, aka people with an IQ over roughly 80, know you did something wrong. Hell, your overlord John Jansen admitted you cheated today. And it killed John. His soul left his body when he said it. But you don't get to tell us not to say that.
No.
Well, here's the reality. Mike, you said this to me pre-show. This is the funniest part. You can't get bent out of shape if your rivals are happy today. We don't like you. It's funny.
I get
it. The people
it.
Who pretend they
it.
Are above reproach, right? They are just cleaner than a preacher's sheets. They're the biggest scumbags in the game. That's hilarious to me. That's okay. It's sports.
Correct. Just like if, you know, Michigan fans, and I am one.
Season ticket Stoney.
That's
right. He's back.
STS. Season ticket Stoney. when Ohio State had the trestle gate and all that crap, Michigan fans, we were laughing.
Well, that's my whole point. So look, we can get into it. And the Sharon Moore thing, I said this all fall. I may as well say it now. It's not a predictive measure. I don't think it will happen, but if you're going to ask me what should happen, he should be fired. Simple. He was a part of it. How do I know it? I don't know. I have common sense. When you're talking to Connor Stallions and holding his play calls, or you're taking your headset off mid-game, you don't get to say he was a low-level staffer. Low-level staffers don't get to talk to the coaches. I just, look, he's a repeat NCAA violator. He's got multiple grade twos, which means he's facing a grade one. I wouldn't have him lead my program. And I wouldn't want this hanging over my head. I would just get rid of it.
Well,
you're not going to the playoff this year. Well, get rid of it.
I'm going to be consistent because last year when all the crap went down with Harbaugh and I got vilified for it, I said if it's level one, if it was level one, I said Harbaugh should lose his job. If Sharon Moore, I don't think it's going to go level one. There'll be two level twos. I don't know if that's going to transcribe into a level one. Because he didn't do it as the head coach, I don't think he should be fired from that position.
But it's even worse to me because he did it as the OC. Look, I have said to you from the start, this lone wolf theory was nothing more than convenient propaganda from the useful idiots in the Michigan media. You know who you are. And amongst the other things you hang off of, my every word is one of them. You know who you are. You're Kremlin propagandists. So no one's listening to you unless they're paying $10.99 a month for you to feed them Bula. It's just common sense. Sharon and Minter and before him McDonald, the coordinators benefited. period. If you want to tell me Harbaugh's above reproach, you're still wrong because coaches don't have to know to be held responsible. No, look at the bylaws.
Look at Steve Fisher.
Right.
I don't think he knew, and he got fired.
Stoney at 4:15 talks to Mel Pearson. Look, I can't keep the scandal straight with this place. So it's just one of these deals. Yes, there's a lack of oversight by Ward Manuel.
Oh, well, yes, hold on a second. Are you talking about the guy who was given the award last week or two as the Big Ten Athletic Director of the Year?
You can't be serious.
Oh, yeah.
Are you serious?
Am I serious?
You effing with me?
No.
How is
serious?
Wait. Athletic Director of the Year who had a total lowlife as a basketball coach. You had a deranged cheater as your football coach. You were only firing Mel Pearson because you were forced to after scandal. The mysterious volleyball coach with no termination letter. Well, how about being a rental car service? He was the AD of the year?
Yes.
Look, if we lived in a just world, that wouldn't happen. We don't. Sign Nancy and Paul Pelosi's stock portfolio.
Yes.
We don't live in a just world. So you can deal in what will happen. I largely don't care. Why? Because no one respects your title. That's a win for me.
That's all you wanted.
I don't care because I knew they cheated.
And for Michigan fans like STS.
Season ticket Stoney, row 47.
If you don't think that they cheated, let me know. 248-539-9797.
You can live in that world.
They cheated.
Now, what should happen? All right, you want what should happen if it was a just world, right? If we had an actual governing body?
None of your bias involved here?
No, none.
Okay.
Look, if state did it, I still would have gone to the national title game with my father and have fun.
Right.
But I would have known what's on the other side of it is correct. Leviathan tipping my boat upside down. So here's the deal. What if you're asking me in a just world that we don't live in?
Right.
Fantasy?
Yeah.
Moore's gone, 2-year postseason ban, and they vacate all the wins. Won't happen. What should happen is absolutely that. It's one of the great cheating scandals I've ever seen. And unlike a place like Tennessee, McDonald's bags of money, it's not a victimless crime. You impacted the actual integrity of what's going on in between the lines. There were coaches fired because of your nonsense. I don't believe it was a minimal advantage. Again, more propagandist nonsense. It's real. If you know what the other guys are doing, this isn't football 1995.
No.
This is not about, hey, we're running the ball, I'm a man, America. No, we're schematically, there are so many examples on video of Michigan having the exact perfection, as if they knew what the opponent was doing. Having guys be there a tick faster. Line up a bit better. Know what's coming. It's just clear as day what this cat was doing. And the best part, Stoney, sorry, if he was a lone wolf, why the hell is he stealing hard drives and why were five people accessing them? Come on, man. I'm not coming at you.
No,
I'm just saying,
look.
It's okay to just say the quiet part out loud. You got your... What did I say all last fall? Enjoy it now. You won't like what happens afterwards. Well, we're in the afterwards.
Right.
What the hell you want me to do? Change my tune?
No.
You're filth. Who cares?
And you know what? If you have a national championship t-shirt or a sweatshirt like I got for a gift, I'm still going to wear it.
You can, and we'll laugh at you.
That's fine.
That's okay.
That's what sports are.
You live in your world. Right. I live in mine.
That's okay.
But what I'm not going to do, this is not going to be a holy war. Because it's clear as day that unless you are in the Michigan cult, you are on one side of this. And if you are there and you pray at the altar of dear leader Jimmy, you're never going to see clearly. I can't help you.
Well, you acknowledge that the other side, your school, is a cult of people who just are absolutely going, I can't say what I really want to say. Getting their jollies off right now.
Oh,
that's a cult. There are people.
Yes.
Now, you're not one of them, though, who basically, because you care more about your team than Michigan. There are people, you know them too, who seem to somehow, for some ridiculous, care more about Michigan falling than their own school rising.
Slander's allowed. He's back tomorrow. Look, the whole point is,
you could sit there and say, which cult is where? Look,
it's not.
A lot of college football.
I think people taking pleasure in their rival burning to the ground is a lot healthier than people living with, some cognitive dissonance. like playing pretend. The reality is I've never seen someone play dress up on an opponent's sideline. No, okay? There's never been anything like this. You're asking me to levy a penalty because the draft of the allegations is out. I can't.
No.
Because there is no guideline for
there's
something
no precedent
like this.
For this.
There, here's the other one. The other one that kills me is now that the notice, you know, the draft is out there. Well, Michigan beat OSU on the straight up. Right. That doesn't absolve you. Barry Bonds was going to the Hall of Fame without steroids. He still did them and his head swelled up. You did this. So I just, look, I'd love to talk about it, but I am not in the business. This is not going to go down like it went down this fall. Yes, I have a lawn chair out. Yes, I'm laughing at you. I don't care. I have every right to. I know you cheated. And for all the slander and nonsense and the threats and the BS this fall, everything I said got proven right.
And you don't think that Michigan fans were laughing at the whole Mel Tucker? Of course they
were. They have every right to. Our coach lost $80 million adjusting his wrench. What do you want me to do?
Right.
There was no car in that room. I'm talking about a different tool.
Yes, I know.
I mean, you have every right.
That's what sports is.
Here's another one. My team blows. Laugh. Laugh. It's that you should. We're terrible. I don't care. The reality is, at least we don't cheat. If we do, we're sure terrible at it. What do we have, Dexter Manley feeding our signs?
Well, your security people aren't very good on the sidelines either.
Well, from what I know, when a CMU coach hands him the gear and lets him in the gate.
I know.
And by the way, that CMU coach, where'd he come from?
Michigan.
U of M.
One of McElwain's boys, right?
Come on, yeah. I mean, it's all there. So my question is, okay, what now? Do you want this over with? I'm begging you to fight it. Oh, I hope you have all your amicus briefs, because then we get into discovery. And then Harbaugh would have to turn his phone over, which he wouldn't turn over, because most innocent people deny just cooperating and getting out of it, right?
Right.
Look, come on.
I know it's like it's not a gold star, but at least like Tennessee cooperated. That's why they're...
Sure. And listen.
And Sharon Moore... cooperated.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. After they already said, "Hey, you bum, we already have your stuff. Well, we recovered it."
But Harbaugh wouldn't have even done that.
Which is why I really believe
Pete freaking Carroll.
He is. He's worse. He's not likable. Carroll at one point was likable. Harbaugh's just a Looney Tune.
Yeah, he's a Looney Tune, and Carroll chewed too much gum.
Big time. And he was a cheerleader. Harbaugh's a much better football man than Pete Carroll. I think Pete Carroll's a cheerleader. But I'd love to talk about it. And David, what I want to hear from you is this. Do you want this over with to where you would accept things right now, or you want to drag this puppy out and keep dealing with more and more and more? You tell me. We'll get to David, because he's our resident Wolverine scumbag. Right. Season ticket, Stoney is in the house, and Paul knows all about scandals. Yes. He's a dirtbag who roots for Miami.